Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, the Larkspur Outlets is having an auction for home building supplies, appliances, lumber, decking, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Well, old man, you are not happy about the weather, are you? You always talk about the weather when you're not happy about it.
Yeah. It was 4:30 this morning. Ted decided he was getting up, so I got up with him. It was a bracing wind, a chill, a breeze, more of a breeze. But it was a bit bracing. Wasn't quite ready for the temperature in the 30s at the time. But we went ahead and proceeded with the necessary things to do. But then I, of course, got around to checking the weather. Next 3 days are going to suck. Really?
Well.
I mean, I guess it's April. I mean, I know. It's April. Sometimes we get snow in April. It's the snowiest month of the year. I mean, okay, I get all that.
Can I take some creative license with something?
Feel free.
For what you were just talking about.
Sure.
The spring wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously.
Thank you.
If you notice, I changed the word autumn to spring.
Spring.
By the way, 1 week from today is the draft.
Yeah, it is.
We've only been talking about it for what
right?
it feels like really since October.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to it. I mean, the Broncos.
Looking forward to it or looking forward to it being over?
No, I'm looking forward to it. Broncos talk today. There'll be nothing. I mean, I will be stunned if there's anything that even.
Have you thought of a question?
I mean, I'll be surprised if there's any meat on the bone for discussion tomorrow morning on this show. About what we hear today at noon.
Right now, I am in my seventh draft of a question I am planning to ask, yet I still am not so sure this is the one I want to go with.
Mm-mm.
For the one opportunity with no follow-up that I will get, if indeed I am handed the mic.
So this would be your one shining moment.
Yes, it would be Luther Vandross.
Thank you.
Time now for The Lead.
The Lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Is it Luther Vandross or Luther Vandross?
I don't know. I would go with the latter, Vandross.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Interesting story coming out of the Washington Post. They're reporting the Broncos might be prepared to trade Pat Surtain and Cortland Sutton to move up in the draft to get a quarterback. The Post talked to an NFL GM who says Surtain was nearly traded ahead of the deadline, but the Broncos reportedly reversed course when they won a few games. Well, the game that they did win specifically was that Chiefs game. They were on a two-game winning streak, but still well under 500. Mm-hmm. The GM said this about not making a deal for Surtain at the deadline, saying Sean Payton probably regrets that, considering Surtain is someone they could have gotten a haul for. They probably could have gotten a haul for him, and now they would be lucky to get a second-round pick today. Today, they'd probably get a second-round pick.
Trade valuation in the NFL right now is down across the board.
But it's bigger than that.
Yeah.
And I agreed with you. I agree with you. But let me give you a couple of examples if you want to look at a metric. Yes, trade value is down this time of year.
Right.
But not at the trade deadline. Do you remember what happened with Jalen Ramsey when he got traded?
I do.
Is Jalen Ramsey really that much better? Was he that much better at that time than Surtain is now? Well, what did he net?
Three firsts.
Now, I don't think they would have gotten three firsts for Pat Surtain. However, when you look at Legarius Sneed, who's a top five cornerback in the league, the Chiefs got a third round pick.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd get probably a second now. Back then, I would say worst case scenario for the Broncos at the trade deadline last year, a first and a second. Then throw in Justin Simmons, a second or a third. So let's just be conservative, but a little bit higher on that.
Okay.
A first, let's call it a first, second, and a third they could have had for those three guys. For those two guys. Sound about right? Or you want to go higher or lower?
First, second, and a fourth.
Oh, you think of the trade deadline, Simmons only would have netted a fourth. Remember, I know what the free agent market looks like now for free agents.
All right, for the sake of argument, we'll say a first, second, and
but
third.
But it's not even sake of argument, because your value is much higher at the trade deadline, because teams that feel that they are close are willing to give up a lot more. When it's the offseason, you just don't. There was a whole bunch of safeties on the market. Simmons still isn't even signed yet.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at the trade deadline, it's a totally. Bradley Chubb netted a first.
The Philadelphia was the team that was most widely connected with Justin Simmons. They went a different direction. I can't remember who they traded
but
for.
Even
who
so,
they picked up. But
they would have had lot more capital to trade up if they wanted to. Now they don't. With that, let's say they love somebody. Okay, and we've had this conversation before, but I'm just spin it differently.
Sure.
They love somebody. He's in the top four. Sean loves somebody. If Sean loves someone, do you think the Broncos would trade up? Now, I'm going to give a little, for lack of a better phrase, I'm going to spin it a wee bit differently. If Georgian ownership loves someone, do you think they trade up into the top four? Yes, I'm separating Sean from George and ownership.
So are you, if you are separating them, are you giving more weight to George and ownership, or are you giving more weight to Sean?
I'm saying that I don't think George and ownership want to trade up, pretty much under any circumstances.
Oh, I can guarantee that.
Sean does.
Yes.
And we are about.
That's the history of both guys.
And you know what? I think we are about to find out who wears the pants in the family. Is it ownership or is it Sean? They have already gone, for lack of a better phrase, not all in, but they went all in with Russell Wilson. They've gone pretty much all in with Sean Payton. And now comes another fork in the road for Greg Penner and his group. You spent a lot to get Sean Payton, and clearly you believe in him. Are you going to believe him one more time? Because if you do and you're wrong, you're stuck holding the bag. And Sean will likely be gone before those 5 years and still get paid.
It's a sticky wicket. Sean hasn't really, this would be just because of the way things have worked out and because of decisions that the Broncos and Sean Payton have made relative to quarterback. this is kind of the first true monster intersection for Sean Payton, and it may be his only one.
But this is the third intersection now, potentially, for the Penners.
Yeah, right.
Yes, the trade had already happened, but then they gave him the deal.
Yeah.
Right? Then they hire Sean Payton. Are we going to spend all that draft capital?
Yeah.
This is the third time. But the first time did not work out. The second time is yet to be determined because that's Sean. They give up a first and a second, right? And they paid him all that money. So one and a half major decisions.
I think Sean has the keys to the kingdom. I really do.
We're about to find out.
Yeah. I think Sean has the keys to the kingdom. I think that, and I think that ownership is bullish on him. And I think they have, and I think that's the direction they go will be the direction that Sean indicates. That's my guess. Could be totally wrong. God knows I have been before, but on this one, I feel pretty confident.
Well, then they're flying against recent history. Mm-hmm. And let's look at that recent history. The 49ers had already had a team in place before they made that big mistake trading up for Trey Lance.
True.
The Chiefs already had a team in place when they got Patrick Mahomes.
That worked out pretty well.
The Texans already had a team in place as best they could.
Yeah.
When they got C.J. Stroud.
And I think C.J. Stroud probably surprised even them a little, at least a little bit.
Just like Patrick Mahomes surprised the Chiefs.
Except they didn't bring, Patrick Mahomes didn't play in his first year.
No, I understand that, but he was better than everybody thought he would be.
Yeah.
With that, the Broncos don't have that foundation.
No.
So, Peyton will be going against history, not to suggest he would be wrong. He could very well be right. This is a I want it now league, not I want to be and I need to be patient league.
You are correct about that, no question. But it comes all, and it will all the way until draft night. It's going to come down to, is Sean in love?
Here's the thing. The only way I see the Broncos trading up is if one of the quarterbacks they like is sitting there at seven.
Okay, so falling.
At
all right.
Seven. Because if you have the top three taking quarterbacks, listen, Washington might trade back. There's talk of that now.
Mm-hmm.
New England might trade back. Arizona, they could probably be moved.
Yep.
I could tell you right now, if the Broncos want to trade up, the Chargers are certainly not going to trade with them at five. And then now you have a groundswell of reports that the Giants might trade up. They're sitting at six right now. If there are three quarterbacks taken in the opening six picks and there's one left, yes, I can see the Broncos, if they like that guy who's left, trading up to seven. But I have a feeling Minnesota's going to beat them to it with a much better offer.
Because that's, and Minnesota's always been the X factor.
Sometimes the best deals are the ones that are never made.
Ding, ding, ding.
Whether
ding.
It is your doing or somebody else's doing.
I still think the scenario remains the same for me. Move down for more cachet or take the 12th pick. But you know something? That's the intrigue of this whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe George has a really firm understanding of what Sean's thinking at this point. I think they probably better be on the same page.
You are evaluated by the big decisions that you make.
Sure.
Okay? And I know hindsight always tries to change that narrative, right?
Yep.
But I'll ask you, if they would have traded Surtain and Simmons at the deadline, what do you think they would have got? Quickly.
I think they might have come away with a couple of ones for Surtain.
And then what else for Simmons?
You think three, I think maybe four.
Okay. So you want to say two firsts and a fourth. Let's go with that.
All right.
I'm a firm believer. I've said this all along. Long-term thinking, don't look at what's in front of you. Look what's beyond the horizon line. Smart business people don't think short term. They think long term. I'm the guy who will always say, if you're not playing well, I'm not going to cheer for you to lose, but I'm okay with if you lose. I want the higher draft pick. The miscalculation that Sean Payton made was believing too much in his roster after that Chiefs win. Period. They didn't make the playoffs. You can call that hindsight. And
well,
no,
it is.
No one could have predicted a 5-game winning streak. Bottom line is they didn't get in.
Right.
But at that time, there's absolutely no doubt I would have traded both if I would have had good offers. So if you want to criticize me back then, well, but we still have more season to play. You don't want to give up on the locker room. We have a chance to make the playoffs. But you want to go there? That's fine. How do you like me now with 3 first-round picks?
Well,
how do you like me now?
Yeah, but
how do you like me now?
Yeah,
what would you rather have? A shot at the playoffs or 3 first-round picks?
It's not how people think, though, when you just got done saying this. The people are thinking in the moment.
I don't.
I know you don't care.
No. It's not that I don't care. I don't think in the moment. I think beyond the horizon.
Well, you're not a general manager or a head coach in the NFL.
But I run 2 businesses.
Well, congratulations.
Okay,
I don't know if that qualifies you to be making picks at the deadline.
No, but it qualifies me to have an idea on how to run a business.
Okay.
Because you think beyond the beyond the horizon line. It was a mistake then, and it's a mistake now. If they would have made the playoffs, color me wrong. But quite frankly, I still would have made that deal. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because as Jerry Reinsdorf famously said in 1997 when they did the white flag trade, when they were 2.5 games behind the Cleveland Indians, we're going to sell it all. Why? We have no chance to win a title. Yes, we might make the playoffs, but we're not good enough to win the title, so we're going to make this move now. I still would have made that move if you would have told me they made the playoffs and then they were one and done. They would have had, according to you, and I won't disagree, 3 first-round picks. How do you like that now? Of course you don't, because you got to live in the moment. You got
to
have.
Well, you have a fundamental philosophical difference to what football coaches all think, which is the we can win in the moment. You just said it. This is what we're doing now.
This is what I would say about that. If you ask Sean Payton when they were 2-4, whatever the record was, 2-5. Do you think you can win the Super Bowl on a scale of 1? It's about winning the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, it's not about making the playoffs for a roster like this. Yes, any given Sunday. You're not going to have any given 4 Sundays. It's about, are you ready to win a Super Bowl now, or are you pretty close? They were as far away as you could get. Period. If you're not at least somewhat close and you're able to make a run, the Packers are a good example.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know about them when the Broncos beat them, and then they took off. But you knew they had a bunch of young talent.
Right.
And Jordan Love was being groomed for all of those years. Very different scenario.
I agree.
Stop thinking in the moment and start thinking about what this looks like long term, like the Chiefs did and the 49ers did and the Texans did. When they built their teams as best they could before they drafted the quarterback. Eat your vegetables now. You shouldn't eat your dessert right now, which is go get that quarterback and give up everything, because if you're wrong and there's a 50-50 chance you will be,
or more,
you're screwed.
Yeah.
Unless you're willing to bet the house against a cup of coffee, which is really what you're doing anyway.
Yeah.
Coming up after the break. If the Nuggets win the title again, I think most in Denver would agree, it'd be more impressive than the run last season.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Malone just doesn't agree with that. He wholeheartedly agrees with that. You'll hear from him next.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
'Cause all we need is candlelight, you and me, and a bottle of wine, and I'll hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire, and it burns like me.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, the Larkspur Outlets is having an auction for home building supplies, appliances, lumber, decking, and more. The auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, when you have a family, do everything you can for your family while you're here. But as we just talked about in the last segment, look beyond the horizon line. What happens if you're not here? What have you done? Have you set up a will? Have you set up a trust? Have you set up something to protect your family and make sure that they are taken care of? If you haven't, it's not too late, because you're listening to my words right now. But who knows what can happen later today or tomorrow? And I'm not trying to say, ooh, something's going to happen to you. The point is, you just never know. Take care of what you can when you can, instead of waiting till the last minute, because who knows when that last minute is going to be for all of us. My suggestion is, call my guy Dan McKenzie at the McKenzie Law Firm. He did a trust for my wife and myself, for our girls, and I feel total peace of mind now that this is done. And even if you are single, your family is going to be left with a mess too. Go talk to Dan, see your options. Go to coplans.co, coplans.co, or give him a call, 833-CO-PLANS. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock in Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
Well, if the Nuggets win the title again, I think most in Denver would agree it would be more impressive of a run than last year. Michael Malone agrees.
I've said this for months now. The Western Conference playoffs are going to be insane. Forget seeding. The number in front of each team, throw that out the window. There's going to be eight really talented teams. And there's a number of teams that I think, you know, wouldn't be surprised coming out of the West, because that's how deep and talented it is.
I don't know about eight.
Six, for sure.
Six, I think I would make a pretty good argument for. The Western Conference has been...
I'd make a strong argument for six.
Oh, yes. I think the Western Conference has been fantastic all season long, and the depth in the conference makes it, especially now, particularly competitive in the postseason. And it was a recurring theme yesterday in talking with guys that it's difficult to pick a favorite in the West. And I would tend to agree with that. I think that there are multiple teams that you could see in the right situation coming out of the West. It's just been that much deeper, that much better this season. Consider the Nuggets won 53 games last year and really basically plowed this conference, right? Memphis finished, I think, four games behind them or something like that. Maybe even more, I don't know. But now you've got teams all over the place that are playing at a much, much higher level.
Here's the other thing. When you have a playoff matchup and you look at the opposing roster and you see a superstar on the other side, not a star, not an all-star, a superstar on the other side of the roster. Excuse me, that team always has a chance.
Sure.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
No question.
Nikola Jokic. Anthony Edwards. Kawhi Leonard with Paul George, Luka Doncic, and Kevin Durant and Devin Booker.
Mm-hmm.
They all have Hall of Fame players.
Right.
Every single team. You can't count any of them out because when it's the fourth quarter, are you worried if Luka has the ball in his hands? Of course you are.
Sure.
Are you worried if Kawhi or Paul George have the ball in their hands?
Better be.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And then all the other guys that we mentioned. That's why it is so difficult. And, oh, by the way, do I think the Lakers can make it run? No. But they still have LeBron James.
Yeah. I think the Lakers are capable. And I think, I said yesterday, I think the Nuggets will win in six. And that's how I feel. I just think that the casual nature of some in the Nuggets quarter is a little dangerous. This is a team that has been there. It's a team that has done it, and it's a prideful team. I don't think that they can make a deep run, but I think that they can be a problem for you early in the playoffs, which, by the way, is where the Nuggets are playing them. So off we go. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I think each step will be made that much more agonizingly hard because of just how good the Western Conference is. You're going to have to ramp it up. You get past the Lakers, you're going to have the Suns or the Timberwolves waiting for you. And those two teams had pretty good success against you this season.
CBSSports.com published a really good article called College Coaches Facing the Most Pressure to Win This Season. Deion Sanders is on that list.
Hmm.
What was written about Deion Sanders? And why is he under so much pressure?
Right.
Is he? Really? That's next. He's got a problem. Yeah, with the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is a vampire sent to drain secret destroyers, hold you up to the flames.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, the Larkspur Outlets is having an auction for home building supplies, appliances, lumber, decking, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to RollerAuction.com/MHS, and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
CBS Sports published an article titled College Coaches Facing the Most Pressure to Win This Season. Eight coaches were on the list, including Deion Sanders. This is what was written about Sanders. Sanders took the Buffaloes mainstream during a 3-0 start last season, boasting two of the top five and five of the top 15 most watched regular season broadcasts of the year. However, Colorado lost eight of its last nine, finishing last place in the Pac-12. Sanders hit the transfer portal hard, adding 25 transfers along with the number one overall tackle recruit, Jordan Seaton. But Buffs are working against the clock. Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter have been the faces of Sanders' revamp at Colorado, and both could leave and will leave after this upcoming season for
Should
the NFL.
Leave.
Yeah.
Right.
If Colorado misses a bowl for the second straight season, the Buffaloes will be starting from scratch in 2025 without proof of concept to sell. You buying that?
Well, concept to sell is the key phrase there. You got to have some proof. You can't all do it on smoke, mirrors, glitz, and primetime.
With two guys who are absolutely going to go in the top 10, you have one of the best quarterbacks in the country, along with, ready for this, one of the best wide receivers in the country, and one of the best defensive backs in the country.
Yeah, it seems I think they're going to make a bowl. I think that'll be a moot point based at least on that scenario playing out. I think they will make a bowl.
It's 6-6 or 7-5.
Well, I mean that's a fair question.
If you are 6-6,
I think that you
with
need,
Shedeur Sanders,
yeah,
and all that talent you brought in, and Jordan Seaton and Travis Hunter, you're 6-6 again. That's an epic fail because you are at your high point with two guys who have a chance to be great NFL players.
Yeah, I think you certainly need to be no worse than 7-5 this season, and I think that even would probably leave some folks grumbling, especially with the widely subscribed to, and I don't, suggestion that the Big 12 is somehow an easier get.
Ryan Day from Ohio State mm-hmm. is on top of the list, and it's understandable considering Michigan's success. That rivalry, whichever team is better in that rivalry in the moment, 3-year sample size, the team on the losing end, that coach is always on the hot seat.
Always.
Always.
Doesn't make any difference. Even if you're 9-3.
Correct.
You lose the wrong games when you're with a coach at Michigan or Ohio State, you're going to be on a hot seat.
So understand the pressure on Ryan Day. But is there really pressure on Sanders, considering you can make the case he is really in no danger of losing his job? If they finish with 3 wins, which they're not, he's not going to lose his job.
The biggest pressure that Deion Sanders faces is his own expectations.
Well,
living up to him, I think. I mean,
it's his mouth.
Well,
that's his problem, because if his mouth can't write the checks, that's the problem. He talks a big game. Don't put out all that stuff like we common, right? And then don't follow through. If you say nothing, then you can say, okay, it takes time to rebuild. But he is setting the expectations. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You can.
That's what he does.
You just better be right. So, for Sanders to actually be on a hot seat next season, what really has to happen?
I don't know, because I probably disagree with the concept that he would be on a hot seat.
Okay, let me rephrase it. What would have to happen for the fan base to actually turn on him?
3-9, 4-8 again. Don't you? I'm not going to say turn.
5-7. They turn on him.
No. I don't
really.
I don't think so.
One game improvement.
I don't think they turn on him. You're asking me turning on him is a pretty good reach.
Okay, Alex, you're the Buffs fan here. What does the record? Worst case scenario, not worst case scenario, 2 wins is going to turn everybody, and that's not going to happen. What's your line of demarcation of wins when you say to yourself, ooh, maybe the guy's not a very good coach? Yes, he's brought a lot of recognition to the university, but maybe he's not the right coach, because they are two totally different things. The problem is, Buff fans want to combine the two. Well, look at what the businesses are doing in Boulder, and look at all of our national TV. I can promise you, if they by midseason,
that'll go away.
That's gone.
Yeah,
that would go away.
That
will be completely eviscerated if they don't get off to a fast start. So, what number of wins will make you say ooh?
I would say 5 wins, and especially if it's in-game coaching mistakes, also. Mm-hmm. That would make it a whole lot worse.
Would that make you turn on him a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. It would make me question him, that's for sure.
Yeah, turning on him for me, as I define it, would be calling for his job. I just don't think that there's a scenario this year short of 2-10, 3-9, where any element of the CU fan base would be calling for his job. I just don't see it yet.
By the way, running back Alt McCaskill is transferring. Now that's 10. I looked it up yesterday. Right now, with 10 transfers, while everyone thinks it's a lot, and it is a lot, it's not top 20.
No.
It's close, but it's not top 20.
No.
It's close. And again, we talked about this yesterday on the show, about Cormani McClain's mom saying, well, you know, Deion and that staff did my son wrong. Well, we know he wasn't into his playbook. And what Danny Hurley said, I recruit the parents as much as I recruit the players.
Sure.
I want to see if the parent is going to make excuses and blame somebody else, or is the parent going to hold their kid accountable? And if the kid is not going to be held accountable by the parents, he doesn't want those kids on his team. This is what Alton McCaskill's dad put on social media. If my son is not running back number one, we got to go. He was ready last year. He's 100% this year. Unfortunately, have to find another home where there's no favoritism, and he is valued, appreciated, and has no doubts about RB1. He is the best running back in Colorado, but he's not settling. We're going. Colorado, thanks for your hospitality. Any part of that stick out to you?
Oh, I have issues with the entire... I have issues with every bit of it.
I have issues with all of the same issues that you have. Not holding his son accountable.
Yeah.
However, there's one line in there that even outsiders can look at and say, this is probably true. We have to find another home where there's no favoritism. And that is not a dad thing. That is probably a real thing. I criticize me if you want to. I think when it comes to caring, Deion Sanders cares about himself first. Then he cares about his boys second, Shadur and Travis and Shiloh. And then down the, and then not down the list, but a solid number three is the Colorado Buffaloes. That's number three. He's number one. His sons are number two. The program is number three. He's doing a lot of good things for the program. Still need to see some wins. But I don't think that's how Nick Saban worked. I don't think that's how Dabo Swinney works. I don't think that's how Jim Harbaugh worked. They don't look at themselves as number one. Deion does. Deion does.
Hasn't he always, though? I mean, is this really a big surprise, his operating procedure?
And when it comes to favoritism, yeah, you can make the case that the father is a little bit sensitive because he's defending his son.
Sounds pretty defensive to me, but...
But the word favoritism, that doesn't come as a complete surprise,
no,
does it?
Probably not. Probably not.
That's a concerning word. But next year won't be a problem. His sons are gone. If he's here.
The last place that I take guidance from, frankly, is parents.
I agree.
So,
but I don't think that word comes out of nowhere either. Does that word surprise you? You've heard rumblings that there's favoritism going on up there. Now, granted, usually you play favorites with your best players. They just happen to be his sons.
Sure.
So I understand.
But in this case, we're talking about Dylan Edwards, basically.
Meaning what?
Well, Dylan Edwards is RB number one.
Well, he should be.
I would think so. He would be my RB number one.
Mine too.
So,
but I think favoritism goes to the sons as well. And oh, by the way, the kid that you just mentioned, there's a reason why he was recruited by Notre Dame. It was a gift that they got him. It's a shame they didn't use him.
Pat Shurmur addressed that fairly robustly in his remarks a couple of weeks ago. So expect to see a much improved, much more used version of Dylan Edwards this season around.
Well,
we'll see.
I think that's better for the team, and they need to win. But at the end of the day, the Heisman Trophy is about numbers. It's not like LSU had an amazing year. Jaden Daniels had ridiculous numbers. numbers matter to the voters. And how do you get those numbers if you're an offense that runs the ball 45% of the time?
I don't know if they'll run it 45% of the time, but they're going to run it more. They need run it more.
No, no. A 55-45 still will not get you Jaden Daniels' numbers.
No.
If you are 60-40, you are absolutely
so
a
So what's the goal
pro.
This year? To get Shadur or the Heisman or to win games? Or maybe they go hand in hand.
I think if you ask Dion, I think winning games is clearly important, but his son getting that Heisman is really important.
Okay.
Honestly, it should never come into the conversation. It's not about one player getting the Heisman. Even if it's 1% of the equation, that's favoritism. That's not team ball. I don't think for a minute Brian Kelly said, let's get Jaden Daniels the Heisman. But I'm sure that Deion Sanders feels at least 1% that he wants to get his son the Heisman. And that's not how you win games. That's not putting the team first. That's putting the player first. Have you ever heard of a coach all your years covering college football that the goal is to get our quarterback or our running back the Heisman?
No.
Do you think it plays a small role in Deion Sanders' thinking, trying to get his son the Heisman?
It would not surprise me. Yes.
That's your mic drop moment. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll discuss the lifetime ban NBA handed Jonte Porter. And would you rather watch the playing game at Jokic's house or with his teammates or eating pizza with the Nuggets coaching staff? That's up next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, the Larkspur Outlets having an auction for home building supplies, appliances, lumber, decking, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfields has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, the NBA has leveled a lifetime ban on Jonte Porter for gambling. Jonte, as we know, is the brother of Michael Porter Jr. The most damning part of the investigation for Porter and the NBA itself is that he bet on the Raptors to lose. In his career, Jonte Porter made nearly $2.4 million playing and nearly $22,000 betting. What are your thoughts on the lifetime ban issued to MPJ's brother?
Well, I'll tell you what's even more egregious, which really set off fire alarms, is that he bet on himself, or for lack of a better phrase, first of all, I don't know why there's a line on somebody who's like 10th on the roster.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense to me. But there was a line on how many points he would have or something like that. He pulled himself out of the game, claiming an injury 3 minutes into the game, and then an enormous bet came in on him for him to hit the under on points. And the person who made that bet was not paid by whoever it was, whether it's DraftKings, FanDuel, Fanatics, whoever it was. They felt something was up. That is the thing that got all of this going.
The idea that, and I realized he was on a, he was a two-way guy or something, or on a 10-day deal or something. I'm not totally positive what his playing status was. But that you could be in a position where you're realizing your dream and just give it all up, knowing damn good and well that you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. It just is remarkable to me that we still, that you have people like that out there. I mean, we're talking about a guy that is on the fringe of being in the NBA. You talk about hitting the jackpot for life, being in the NBA, you're gonna make a little side hustle, really? And don't come at me with the hypocrisy of betting in sports and what's available and all of these things. Come on. There's a line and you got to know better.
This is my biggest concern. How is it going to affect his brother, yes, Michael Porter Jr.?
His other brother gets sentenced tomorrow. His brother at DU that was involved in an unfortunate accident which cost the life of a person, so... I mean, there's a lot of things going on right now.
And Michael Porter Jr. will always be dealing with health issues despite playing 81 games.
You're right.
That's a lot for a young kid to handle.
Mm-hmm.
How much longer is my career going to go? How much pain do I have to play in? My brother was just kicked out of the league for good, and then I have another brother who's in big trouble.
He's going to probably go to jail.
That is a heavy, heavy load
it's
for one guy to carry.
Mm-hmm.
But how is he going to carry that into the playoffs?
It's a fair question.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, they have a price match guarantee. They have great financing options if you want to redesign your entire kitchen. They actually have a staff that can help you do that. You go to a big box store, they're just going to sell you one off, a refrigerator, a stove, whatever it is. That's not customer service, not to mention the appliances aren't even close to being as good at the big box stores like they are when it comes to the quality that you are going to get at Mountain High Appliance. There's a reason why they have been the best out there for decades. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, 1 week from today is the NFL draft. 4 hours from now, George and Sean will have their press conference. We are now in the throes of it, the NFL draft. And now comes a Washington Post report about the Broncos potentially moving up and including their best player. That's next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.